moved. And I'm going to be in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. I love Loomis Park Baptist Church. Isn't it a great place? It's a great place, isn't it? Come on, there should be some amens, right? Come on, it's a great place. Yeah. And if I was with Super Church, I'd say, what's the best church in the world? Loomis Park. Yeah. I don't expect you to do that. You don't do that. Unless you want to, Brother Wright, you can. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. So appreciate all of you being in the Lord's house tonight. Many churches don't even have a Wednesday night service anymore. And sometimes because people don't come. But I'm glad you're here tonight because we have a Wednesday night service. Amen. And God's done a great work in our Wednesday night services. From the littlest kids class to our adult Bible study. Appreciate you being here. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. And you know this verse. It's a very familiar verse. And this is a thought the Lord gave me. I was going to share with our teens tonight. I had the privilege to share it with Grace Baptist College students yesterday, and we went up and saw Miss Angie. She's doing well. Continue to pray for her, and brought Brother Mark Downing, who's interested in going up there this January. So he got to see the college a little bit more and sit in some classes, and we brought all four of our children up there. I don't know if we'll do that again, because it was kind of an early morning and a later evening, and but you know what? It was fun anyway, and it's an adventure having four boys. And hey, you know what? I was talking to Brother Don Bittinger. After we had Brady, he said, "Hey, man, you got a while to catch up to me." So four is not bad at all. So, but this thought is what I share with the college students there. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10 says this. We all know the verse. Actually, why don't you read it with me if you can? Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10. Ready, begin. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Now, this is one of those verses that my dad liked to use when I was a kid and a teenager, when I was out working in the backyard or cutting wood or cleaning up, and I started to look a little bit like I was kind of getting tired of doing it, and he said, hey, you know, what sort of amp I do? Do it with thy might. How many of you parents have used that with your children before? Come on. Hey, you know, I'm already doing it, and I only got a five-year-old. Speaking of my five-year-old, I brought this tonight. Is this on, Brother Apple? I think we're good. Yep. I want to come down and show this to you. Donald has been doing homeschool for kindergarten for the past few months with a Becca book, which is a great program for the homeschool program. And they still teach cursive, which is great. They don't teach cursive. I don't think they teach in the public schools anymore. I don't think they do. I learned it in Christian Academy growing up in Massachusetts. And the Abeka program still teaches cursive writing, which I think is so important. I think it's classy. I think it's important. I think it's good. Filling out resumes when you're a teenager, be able to write in cursive. Probably some of the managers of the McDonald's might not be able to do cursive nowadays. You never know or whatever. But Donald's learning cursive. And I've noticed that we have a little room in the house set up for the DVDs to play. And he watches his teacher, Mrs. Reese. And she does a great job. Man, she's an awesome teacher. And it's just the TV talking. It's in a classroom setting, and it's almost like he's part of the class. And we'll sit in there with him most of the time. We've noticed that when we're not in the room, it seems like he does better. It's weird. I knew you'd think it'd be the opposite way around. Like when we're not in the room, he's clowning around, but he's not. When we're in the room, he is so dependent upon us. So dependent upon us. Like, hey, can you? So for cursive, he has his lessons that he does, and he's been going through each letter. I think they start with the easiest letters, like the letter T, which is just the one line and the cross through, and the letter A and things like that. And he was doing the letter B, and I'm proud of him. He's doing a great job. What I've noticed, if those that are up close, you can see it, he does a pretty good job for never writing cursive before. He does a pretty good job, and I'm proud of him. This is what he says. This is what I say to him if I'm working with him. Sometimes I know he's not trying his hardest. Okay? You know what I mean? You know, I'm sitting there next to him, and maybe I'm helping him. I say, okay, trace it first. Do your warm-ups. And he'll do this. He'll take his pencil, and he'll trace. And then I say, okay, now you're going to write it yourself. There's no tracing now. Now you're going to write the letter B, you know, and they have the way, you know, go up, slant up to the blue line, and back down, cross the dotted line to the pink carpet, up to the dotted line, and do the loop. They kind of teach you how to do it. And he'll do this. So look at the paper with his pencil. Start at the red dot. And he'll look up at me and say, like this? And I say, yeah, like just do what you're supposed to do.
He'll do a little bit. Like this. I say, yes, Donald, you know. And then sometimes I know my son, and he'll purposely do it wrong. You know, he'll like kind of go like this, and I say, no, Donald. And then I can he'll kind of just kind of almost like he thinks I'm gonna laugh at him, which I never think it's funny. I never do. And I'll say, Donald, are you trying? Are you trying your hardest? You need to try your hardest, buddy. Okay, well, we want you to finish this class, so you can go to the next one. And you do your best, and you do your best, and I'm telling him, do your best. So now he says, if he does a good job, you'll see a little smiley face. I say, good job, that's a good B. And he'll say, I did my best. I say, yes, you did your best. Now do it on the next one. And it's constantly working. And he's starting to realize what it means to do his best. And listen, I think any parent would say, hey, whatever my kids are doing, I want them to do their best. Amen? In their jobs, in their schooling, and even in sports, I want them to try their hardest and do their best. Not being lazy, not doing things half-heartedly, but doing it to the best of their ability. Would you say amen to that? Amen? Yeah, we want that. I want that. He's only in kindergarten, but I want him to now start learning. Try your hardest. Do your best. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. In thinking of that, my son Donald, in cursive, I say, buddy, do your best, do your best. The question tonight, really, in this short, again, practice, I had this with the teens, and I'll probably be able to preach it to them next Wednesday, and that's fine. Obviously, the Lord wanted you to hear it tonight. Here's the question. As Christians, are we really doing our best? Oof, it's kind of a tough question, though, Brother Bill, isn't it, sometimes? Are we really doing our best? Three quick thoughts tonight, and thank the Lord it's only about 10, 15 minutes because that's about all I got. Are we really doing our best? Three areas tonight. Number one, are we really doing our best as Christians in our work for God? You know what? Even beyond our work for God, are we really doing our best in our work? Some of us still work jobs. Many of you retired. Are we doing our best in our jobs? I told the college students yesterday, many of them work jobs. I told the college students, hey, you're a testimony for the Lord, but also for Grace Baptist College. I hope you're doing your best in your job. And truth is, folks, as Christians, listen, we represent a holy God. We do. In our jobs. If in our jobs, I used to work for Yankee Candle Company, the main base headquarters is in South Deerfield, Massachusetts, and I didn't work like in the actual fancy place selling candles. I worked in shipping department, and it's an international company. And they were sending stuff out so much every single day. It was a busy job. And I worked at Yankee Candle. I worked for Google when I was in California at college. I worked for Google, scanning the books for the Google libraries. I worked for Turf Care in Hatfield, Massachusetts, which is a fertilizer company. And in every one of those jobs, yes, I was working for a paycheck to provide, in some cases, for a college bill. In other cases, provide for my wife and my newborn son when I was in Massachusetts. Listen, in those jobs, whatever it was, I was representing the Lord. I wanted people to know that I was a Christian. When I was at Turf Care, I remember I got to Turf Care in January of 2010. I had just got back from college, and I knew the Lord was going to keep me there. I was going to get married that May, and I got this job as a temp at Turf Care in Hatfield, and I had felt so convicted as a, I think I was 20 years old, 7 years. I know I'm only 27, but it feels like a little bit ways ago. And I was 20 years old, and I said, you know, I have not had the greatest testimony at my other jobs in the past. Not that I lived a wicked life. I just didn't really tell anybody. I kind of just stayed under the radar. You know what I mean? I felt so guilty about that. So I can't do it anymore. And from day one, I really tried my hardest to be a testimony, to do, not just to go around passing out tracts, but in every job that I did, to do my best. Because I knew that the boss was looking at me, and he knew that I was a children's pastor at my home church. He knew that I was the bus director. He knew that I believed in the Lord and that I wanted to be a preacher one day. And if I'm walking around being lazy on my job, what kind of testimony am I giving for our Lord? Not a very good one. Not at all. In our jobs, are we doing our best? In our service to God, really, I think is the main thought of this point, is our service to God, are we doing our best? Sunday school teachers, choir members, nursery workers, ERT team, bus workers, and on we go, usher, greeter. Are we really doing our best? it's very easy to get in just the habit of doing things. And it just becomes kind of just habit. And maybe we do it not with the best spirit all the time. We already know how to do it. So we just kind of go with the motion, go with the flow. Are we really doing our best in our service for God? Every area of ministry is important. My area of ministry as a youth pastor is just as important for the Sunday school teacher, for the usher. Listen, we're all working for the Lord together. Are we really doing our best? As youth pastor, I want to do my best. Do I make mistakes? Yeah, we all do. We know that. But I want to do my best. I want to do my best because I know that at the end of the day, listen, if I didn't do my best at turf care, you know what? A couple bags wouldn't be labeled properly. And that wouldn't be good. You know, at Yankee Candle, if I didn't do my best, maybe a couple boxes got, you know, shipped to the wrong place and some cut. But you know what? If I'm not doing my best as a youth pastor, futures could hang in the balance. Lives hang in the balance. Souls hang in the balance. Say, well, that's because you're the youth pastor. And yes, but as a Sunday school teacher, as a member of Loomis Park Baptist Church, part of being a member is serving the Lord. You know what? We get visitors that come in listen, part of our service to God is going up and greeting those visitors, right? Being friendly, being a friendly face. How many times we've heard someone say, man, this church is so friendly. Hey, that's part of our service, Lord, being a friendly church. Are we doing our best? Are we really doing our best in our work for God, in the ministries? Hey, in our soul winning ministry. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Every week, every year since I've been here 5 years this January. Praise the Lord, it's so exciting. But with the exception of a few holidays, with a few different things, I believe we have soul winning every Saturday, 11 a.m. Open for anybody at all. Are we really doing our best? We're really doing our best in our work for God. When it comes to reaching the lost, in our work for God. Are we doing our best, number two, in our worship to God? The Bible says they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You know what? Our worship, yes, part of our worship is here at church when we're singing the songs of the Lord, singing these wonderful old hymns and lifting our voices. We should do our best. Amen? We should say, well, I can't sing well. Well, we should sing. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I hope that we do our best when we sing out. Whether you're in the choir, whether you're in the pew, special music. Part of our worship, yes, is when we sing the songs of God. But listen, we're not in church singing the songs of God every hour of the week. No, we're at our jobs, at our homes. Part of our worship is the way that we live our lives. The way we live, the decisions that we make, the things that we do, the people that we are in contact with, the people that we talk to. Like I said, our job. Hey, the way we live our lives. Are we really doing our best? Are we really doing our best? Think about it in your own heart. Listen, this is a convicting thought for me. Am I really doing my best in my worship, in the way I live my life, in every area, in my family, in my ministries, in everyday life? Am I really doing my best in my worship? My attitude. That's part of the way we live is our attitude. Is my attitude pleasing to God? Am I doing my best to have a joyful spirit? Am I doing my best to have a giving spirit? A Christ-like attitude? Am I doing my best? Are we doing our best? It's easy. Listen, folks, it's easy sometimes to get frustrated with something that happens. Well, I know that. I have no doubt that everyone in this room at one point so far this week, maybe something frustrated you. Maybe I'm wrong and everybody's doing great. I know I've been frustrated a couple times this week. It's easy to get frustrated. Sometimes people lash out or they become irrational or whatever. They make a bad decision and their attitude changes because of something that happened, a situation, a test maybe from the Lord. Are we doing our best in our worship to God, in our attitudes? Every one of us can try harder when it comes to our attitudes. No one's perfect. I know I can. In our worship, in our attitudes, at your job, your boss frustrates you. Man, it's sometimes they are in the wrong, and we want to get frustrated with them. And we want to, man, are we doing our best? Have a Christ-like attitude. In church, man, our church is so awesome. Praise the Lord. I love our church. And preacher always mentions such a spirit of unity. But listen, people get bothered with each other. That's just life. Are you doing your best to have a Christ-like, loving attitude to people in our church? Someone bothers you. Someone does something to annoy you or frustrate you or says something. Are we doing our best? Hey, just like this little paper that I showed you, Donald's cursive. He says, Dad, am I doing my best? I'm doing my best. He says, yeah, buddy, keep it up. Are we doing our best in our worship, in our attitude, with people, with others? And lastly, number three, are we doing our best? And I think this is probably the most important. Are we doing our best in our work? Are we doing our best in our worship to God? And lastly, are we doing our best in our walk with God? In our walk. The most important thing of all. You know, here's the truth. If we're doing our best in our walk with the Lord, then you know, we're probably going to do our best in our work and in our worship. If we're doing our dead level best to walk with God, to be in the Word, to be seasoned with prayer, listen, to really want, desire, and cultivate that relationship with God, hey, those other areas, we're probably going to do our best in those areas as well if we're doing our best in our walk. And I know that maybe some of you say, well, man, I am doing pretty good. Maybe you don't need this. Listen, I said this is going to be for the teenagers today. I know some of our teenagers struggle with their walks. I know that. And maybe tonight someone here does. Maybe you're struggling with reading your Bible, praying. I look around the room and I'll be honest, I know most of you, and I know that you pray for me. I know you've been blessed in me. But maybe just between you and the Lord, you know that you've struggled a bit. Maybe you know you're not doing your best. You say, well, I'm doing a little bit, but I'm not doing my best. Think of all the times in your life when God has spoken to you from His Word. Isn't that the best feeling in the world? What an awesome, incredible feeling when you're reading something. Maybe you're not going through anything, but you're reading, and man, this jumps out in the Lord. It's almost like the Lord just kind of breathes on, and you're like, wow, man, thank you, Lord, for that so much. And when we're doing our best to walk with God, we're going to have those times more often than not in our prayer life. We had prayer requests all across the room tonight before we prayed. I think of one that stuck out to me with Miss Merrill's about Al, your neighbor, that you're praying for. Man, are we doing our best? When I preached to the college students yesterday, we did a little bit different format, and we took some testimonies from some of the college students, and we talked about Thanksgiving and our favorite food and all these funny things, and we had a good time. And when I preached this, we were talking about this point of our prayer. And I said, how many of you got unsaved family or family that's away from the Lord? And everybody raised their hand. I said, man, are we doing our best to pray for them? Am I doing my best to pray for my cousin Devin that I told you about earlier? Am I doing my best? It's a convicting thought. It really is. Are we doing our best in our walk with God, in our Bible reading, in our prayer? Listen, in just spending time with Him. Not only our walk with God, but are we doing our best? And this kind of goes with point number two in our attitude, but in our walk with others. You know, when you walk with God, you can walk with others. You won't have so much conflict. When you walk with God, truly, listen, you're not gonna get so easily frustrated with everybody. You won't, because you're walking with God. Your spirit's right. How are you doing your best in your walk with others? In your family? With your spouse? Are you doing your best in your walk with your children? With maybe somebody, with your parents? With your co-workers? With your fellow church members, your walk with others. Are we really doing our best in our walk with others? God has blessed our church so much. Hasn't He blessed our church so much? Oh, praise the Lord. I think of over the past 5 years, all the incredible things that our church has been able to do, and not just the material things like I think of this carpet, I think of the parking lot, I think of the lobby, all the just beautifying our church, the Lord's house. But beyond that, I think of all the saturating we've done with our city. I think of this Spartan Stadium. I think my mind as youth pastor goes back to those teen spec testimony services where the Lord just kind of breathed through and teens got right with the Lord and our church rallied around our teenagers and helped them. And I think of all the blessings that God has given our church. Great preacher and just so many awesome things that God's done for our church. And you know, the devil wants to take all that away and any future blessings away like that. And he'll usually try to do it with issues between people. Brother Kelly, you've been at this church a long time. And I know that you could probably tell story after story from long time ago when the devil tried to sneak in and cause difficulty and cause harm to God's people, God's house. The question to ask ourselves is, are we really doing our best? Are we really doing our best? Or are we just kind of going with the flow? Just kind of going. Listen, we're not doing anything wrong, maybe. We're just kind of doing what we normally do, but are we doing our best? Thank God that He gave His best for us. His Son. He gave the best of all. And we can give Him our best. We need to give Him our best. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Think of the verse, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those who are of the household of faith. We must be doing our best in our work, in our worship, the way we live our lives, and in our walk. And if we can do our best in our walk with God, hey, with our walk with God, listen, those other areas will fall right into place. And in our walk with others, too. Walk with others. Let's have our heads bowed, eyes closed. Our ladies can